So this will be the last time that I do one of these introductions for a recording in this semester's series of Main Street Moxie. But I just wanted to say real quick that going forward, like these are intended to be loose, open conversations between students and entrepreneurs. And the opening to this podcast recording is chef's kiss perfect. Enjoy.
Okay, growing up, where did you grow up? What was... Oh, my bad. I screwed it up already. Hello, my name is Riley.
I'm Zach.
I'm...
And we're students at the Franklin College helping to tell stories of real-life entrepreneurs in our community. We're joined today by...
Julie Stewart.
Who's the founder of...
Salvage Sisters Antique Market.
And thank you for talking with us today.
Where did you grow up? What was your early life like? And where did you go to school?
I grew up on this street, east of here, and I went to Franklin. And what was the other question?
What was your early life like?
As far as getting in, like, my business, my parents, this is my mom. Oh, nice. So they would take us to auctions and things like that, and they collected old things.
What first inspired you to become an entrepreneur?
I had my son at 36 and decided I didn't want to go back and work in the working force. So I started a landscape business, and I did that for 13 years. And then I started this and got rid of my landscape business.
Was there a particular moment or event that initiated a passion for starting your own business?
Now, as far as Salvage Sisters goes, I love all the old stuff. It's better than the new stuff. So I was a vendor in a shop for 4 or 5 years as just with a booth. And they had to close their shop because they moved. So that's why we opened the store.
Can you share the story behind your initial idea for your business? How did it evolve from the concept to reality?
From the time we left the store as a vendor at a different store and opened this, we had 3 weeks. And, you know, it's all evolved. I've been here almost 15 years, and it's evolved over being picky on your vendors, you know, so that we have a good selection of merchandise.
What were some of the biggest challenges you faced in the early stages of your business?
Getting customers to shop here. You know, when I started, social media wasn't as big as it is now. But, yeah, it was getting people to know we were here because there wasn't really anything else in Franklin besides the shop next door to me.
How did you overcome that?
Social media. Sad to say, but social media. I haven't paid for a lot of advertising. We've just done word of mouth and social media, and I make sure that what's in here is good for customers.
Okay, who has been your biggest supporter or mentor throughout your entrepreneurial journey?
I'd say the supporters are the vendors. I have 24 vendors in here. You know, my parents were not business owners. They worked for, my mom worked for herself when we were growing up. But I'd say the vendors, you know, we all support each other to make the store work.
How have they helped you?
They have a stake in this. I mean, I carry the name and all the stuff that goes along with you know, owning a business, but they're like individual businesses in here. So, you know, they have a stake in it too.
Did you ever find yourself with a question you didn't feel you could get answered or that you needed a resource that wasn't available?
Not really. I mean, not with what we do.
Was there a
pivot? Hang on just a second.
Was there a pivotal moment in your journey where you felt like giving up?
Yes, many times.
Can you share a mistake you made as an entrepreneur and what you learned from it?
Maybe letting things go that needed to be addressed pretty quickly. Did that go off? Just to not make waves. I don't do that anymore.
How do you view failure, and what role has it played in your journey as an entrepreneur?
You're going to fail if you don't work at it, if you don't have a good work ethic, you don't pay attention to what the public wants. What was the other part of it? I'm sorry, I've been here all day.
No, you're good. I understand completely. Like, what role has it played in your journey as an entrepreneur?
Oh, every day is a journey. You always want to move forward and never go backwards.
How has your business had to adapt or pivot in responses to challenges?
We haven't really had any challenges. Well, you know, when the streets were closed and we've had street work on the side here. COVID, yeah. We had to do what we had to do to survive. And, you know, they closed everything down for COVID. I worked in here every single day for 61 days and sold off our Facebook page, and then had to drop it on the curb so people could pick it up.
Yeah, off topic, but have you ever looked into eBay? That's kind of something I've been doing since
I don't want to do it.
You don't want to do it?
No. Well, for one, I mean, they've changed eBay.
Yeah.
And, you know, now they track what you sell. I don't mm-hmm. know if you know that or not. And they'll send you a 1099 yeah. if you make over so much money. I do that here, so I don't have to ship from here. We don't sell online from here. It's all here.
Yeah.
So you can call and buy it over the phone, but you have to come and pick it up here.
Interesting. Okay, so... what's the biggest risk you've taken in your business? How did you decide to go through with it?
I think the biggest risk was starting this because Franklin had a flood in 08. We had a recession in 09, and I started in October of 09. So call me stupid, but I wanted to do it. I wanted to keep doing this type thing, and it seemed like the only way to do it was to open my own store.
How did you decide to go through with it?
Just by opening my own store and getting, huh?
I had said that I was just telling you.
Oh, and you know, it's great working for yourself, but you have to be very disciplined, and you have to surround yourself with good people that, you know, like my vendors. Mm-hmm. So
how have you changed personally since you started your business?
I think I've gotten a little bit more easier, softer than when I started. You gotta let stuff go sometimes.
Yeah. So how do you manage the balance between running your business and your personal life?
I would say, you know, when I leave here, my day doesn't stop. But I try, you know, to not do a lot once I get home, because we also farm. And, so you've got to pick that balance. Now, if I wasn't married and didn't have a child still at home, who cares?
Yeah.
But yeah.
So, like, let's say in 5 to 10 years, where do you see yourself and your business?
Still here.
Still here?
Yeah. I'm going to be 60 this year, so, you know. I had a business plan when I started. I didn't know that this would take off like it did. Mm-hmm. And my business plan was in 5 years, you know, where I wanted to be. But that, like, took about 3 years. So I'd say I'll still be here.
Would you want to open more stores? Or
I've considered it. But, you know, why take away from this? Or why take that chance of doing it and it not being like this? And, you know, we have a pretty good business here.
So when you say like this, what do you mean by that?
Well, because I've got 24 vendors that are good vendors. They all know what it takes to make this store work. So I would basically be starting from ground one. I mean, so everybody knows our name. They're not, even if it's in a different location, it's not going to be the same as what it is here.
What is your favorite thing about running a business in this community?
I think everybody's really friendly and, you know, they shop small and they shop local. And we appreciate that.
Is there an event or a moment that exemplifies what it's like to do a business here?
Is there what? Mom, stop.
Is there an event or a moment that exemplifies what it's like to do a business here?
I'd say when we do all the festivals, or like when Franklin has an event downtown, you know, that just brings more people. Like today, we had a market out at our fairground, so it just brings more people.
So if you could wave a magic wand and add one thing to or for the local business environment, what would that be?
I don't know. I mean, if you look at as far as the town goes, more parking.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously. But, you know, as far as here, everything's pretty smooth here. I mean, we don't really have anything that stops us from doing something.
So would you say that your business has grown since you started, like, just consistently?
I've never gone backwards, even during COVID. Never went backwards.
Wow. That's impressive.
Yeah, that is impressive.
Yeah. And I've never had to pull, and this is something, when we started this, we started it with $2,000, and I've never, ever had to pull money out of my personal money. Wow. The business has sustained itself.
Wow, that's awesome.
That's really impressive.
Yeah.
Beyond success in business, what kind of impact do you hope to have throughout your work?
Just to, I don't know. I think I've had vendors leave here and start their own business here in town. So I think, you know, showing them the way to do it, and then they went out on their own. I've had quite a few do that.
So when you say vendors, like, what do you mean by that?
So each little section in our store is a vendor, and they may have their own little business name. They buy their own stuff for their space. It's all under the umbrella of Salvage Sisters, even though they may have their own little name. But each little booth is its own little business in here.
Beyond success in business, what kind of impact do you hope to have through your work? And what legacy do you want to leave?
I don't know about the legacy. I'm too young to know that right now. I think it's just a matter of staying involved and get involved. I sit on some committees for the city, and I think it's just about staying involved with the community.
Based on your experiences, what advice would you give to someone just starting their entrepreneurial journey?
I would say make sure that you have a business plan. Make sure you're financially secure to start a business, or know that you can take out a business loan. I've never had to do that. You just don't say, oh, I think I want to start a business and try it, because it's not easy to do that. It's not easy at all. But I'd say a business plan is the start to owning your own business.
Yeah. So aside from all the questions we've asked so far, is there anything you want to add about your entrepreneurship journey? Is there any, like, distinctive points you would want other people to know if they were wanting to start their own business?
I would just say you have to stay really focused. You have to stay focused. You know, people that go to work and clock in at 8 and clock out at 5, they don't think about their work, you know. I think about it from the time I get up till the time I go to bed. You know, I try to separate it a little bit in the at home. And I do. I mean, I've been here 15 years, so obviously we're doing something right.
Okay. Oh, that's all the questions we have for you.
So is this a class you guys are doing?
I heard about you. Your sister works in the mailroom. Yeah. She told me about you. Yeah. And so then that's how I decided to pick you as the person we were going to interview.
I love antiques. So
well, and you know, you have to have a passion for what you do. A lot of, you know, I did the landscaping for a long time, but I tried to do both. I tried to do both in the beginning and it was too much. And I just decided as I aged, this would be better on me than doing landscaping. So, I love it.
Okay. Questions?
No, I don't have anything. Thank you for your time.
Yeah. I appreciate you guys asking.